Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MVP was announced last night for the American League. Aaron Judge was the winner. He had 17 first-place votes. He had 13 second-place votes, which is interesting because Cal Raleigh, who came in second, had 13 first-place votes and 17 second-place votes. They're the only ones that garnered first- or second-place votes. Jose Ramirez, our guy, came in third, and it was pretty – I don't know. It was a little closer than I would have thought there. Bobby Witt Jr. definitely came in. He was only 9 points behind him.
But I was going to say, do you have the votes in front of you?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny how if you look at the votes from the BBWAA, I think I have that correct.
I just have overall results. I don't have the...
So if you pull it up for the BBWAA, you'll laugh because all 30 people vote on it.
Okay.
It was 17-13 Judge over Cal Raleigh.
Right.
And then for second place, Cal Raleigh got 17 votes and Aaron Judge got 13 votes.
Yeah.
It was basically like everybody went, well, it's between those two. And then I think Jose Ramirez got 19 votes for third place.
You know, yesterday I walked into it and I was just like, oh, I want Cal Raleigh to win. But then Anthony laid out a great argument this morning that Judge had won. Like, when you look at every statistical category, Judge just kind of...
It was absurd.
Yeah, he was much amazing. Bigger numbers.
Oh, God, yeah. He was absolutely amazing. Like, one of those seasons where he was just a one-man wrecking crew for that Yankees team. I mean, the way that he was able to draw walks, the way that he was able to, you know, even hit for average on top of that. I mean, everything that you were looking for a guy who was an MVP, Aaron Judge did it, and he did it well. I give him all the credit. It just stinks that it's in the same season that Cal Raleigh did what he did.
Yeah, that just happens, you know. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Because I wanted to give it to Cal Raleigh. Like, I know if you go every single advanced metric, I'll tell you Aaron Judge, and it's... Sadly, not as close as you want it to be.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize that, though, until Anthony laid it out this morning. Because, I mean, I wasn't digging into it by any means. I was just like, oh, well. And you knew Jose had no chance.
Yeah.
But it's just it's an honor to be there. He had 19 third, 6 fourth, and 5 fifth place votes.
Do you think the thumb should have been put on the scale a little bit more for the fact that Cal Raleigh was a catcher?
We have arguments constantly about things like war. And I don't like looking at that, but you know who's voting, right? And so, you know, should emotion play into this? That's my question for you. Should emotion play into it? Because, or does Aaron Judge have the New York edge to be able to get more of those votes? I don't think the New York
part of it played into a role here. I don't think that's the case at all.
You said there was only 30 that voted.
30 that voted.
So every city had a
had
a voter. Okay. Yep.
Huh? I don't think the New York thing played into it. I think it very much was a guy.
Although he gets two votes. I mean, you get two because but Chicago gets two, but New York gets two. L.A. gets two.
I mean, the guy had a hell of a season. I mean, you can't take
anything
away
from Judge. Yeah, I know. I can't argue against it. I didn't want Judge to win, but then listening to the argument this morning, I was like, this isn't even close. It really wasn't.
It's one of those where we've said forever that we want these awards to be the true best player. I mean, people around here are yelling until the end of time, and I will be too at the fact
that... So what does that mean, though,
the fact that Albert Bell never got an MVP? And he should have. Albert Bell should have won the MVP that year.
Does what you mean to your team make a difference? Because let's be honest, Jose Ramirez is... I mean, an amazing what he means to this team.
Right.
If we're going, him in no less than third place every year.
If we're going the true definition of most valuable player, as in if I remove this player from this team,
that's fair.
Would it crumble? Then yeah, Jose Ramirez has as big of a case as anybody. You know, I mean, you pulled Jose Ramirez off of a chunk of these Guardians teams over the years. My goodness, I don't know how they would get one run. I mean, it's nice to have at least one person sitting in that lineup who could hit the ball past the pitcher's mound.
Mm. National League was a no-brainer. It was Ohtani, and he got all 30 votes.
But the only thing, this is one of those moments where I think the story of the 2025 season has the fact that a catcher hit that many bombs and was a switch hitter and was really good behind the plate as well. And I wish there was a way we could have put our thumb on the scale a little bit more on the catcher, who was a really good catcher with one of the best pitching staff, some of the best framing numbers, some of the best blocking numbers, was throwing guys out on top of it while hitting 60 bombs as a switch hitter. Like, just laying that out, you're like, holy mackerel. How does that guy not walk out with an MVP award? And it's because this Aaron Judge guy is just a Adonis of a human being who was put on this earth to mash baseballs.
It's true. All MLB teams. What do you think of that?
I love it. This is the best thing that Major League Baseball has done in a long time, is by handing out these all MLB teams.
So there's two. There's a first and a second.
Yeah, it's the same thing like with the all pros and with the all NBA team. Because it actually gives you a snapshot of the season that was.
Like, sure.
You can go back into the past with the all MLB
teams. I can't believe they've been doing this for seven seasons already?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's one of the smartest things they decided to do.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah. I love it. Because I love having that snapshot that you can look back on. I think that's something that baseball needed instead of going back.
Does give you a sense of history for a sport that needs its history. Jose was all first team at third base, so good for him.
Well, like as somebody who really enjoys the NBA and the history of the NBA, it's really cool to have those all NBA teams that I can look back on and go, oh, so that's when this guy was truly at his peak. That's when, you know, and of course it's voted on by writers and that stuff, but you can kind of see like, okay, what years was, you know, this player first team, this player second team, you know, it kind of makes it cool. And I'm glad that baseball is doing this.
Yeah. We got one on the two teams. So I'll take it. You know what I do like? I don't know. Do we like when they do honorable mention? I always find honorable mention to be interesting in any sport at any level. I'm always like, okay, I get it. And like, there are times where you're like, hey, you know, these guys really, they made a strong argument to be first or second team or third team, but, you know, they just didn't have enough. Or, you know, what if you're behind Aaron Judge at a spot and you had a fantastic season, the next guy, should they do honorable mention?
Yeah.
They don't.
I like it.
But they don't, though.
Oh, you're okay. So now I'm tracking.
Yeah.
Sorry. I thought you meant writers themselves. No, I like it being
first and second team. That's what it is.
Yeah. I like it being this is what it is. Just because if you want to know more in depth, you can go find it if you really want to. We have all of this stuff in front of us now.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable mentions and all of that kind of stuff are a wonderful thing for the lesser leagues. You know, for high school, college, like that kind of stuff. Okay, cool. Like I'm in for that one. It's professional baseball. I don't want to hand out ribbons. You know, it's professional basketball.
I like this better than the All-Star game, right? Don't you like the MI? It's almost like you wish you could watch these two teams play against each other.
That would be fun.
The first and second teams.
The MLB All-Star game, I'm still good with.
Yeah, I like it. But, I mean, you got the silly rule where somebody from every team, you know?
Yeah, but you.
But it's okay because you. I mean,
you're 100% right.
It's a game of entertainment, and you want to reward every city for having their team.
Yeah.
Right. So you give them a player to be on that team,
and you want to reward that fan base with someone to pull for.
Yeah, I mean that made me want to watch it as a kid.
Same here.
I mean, we didn't have a whole lot going on.
Nor did. Trust me. Go to the history of the Milwaukee Brewers. Nor did we. There's a lot of sitting there going, oh boy, I hope Jeff Jenkins gets in. Ooh, is there an argument for Jeff Cirillo? Anyone?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Anyone? I mean, you go back and you think about some of the...
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all the baseball cards that you got as a kid, like, and immediately looked at and went, well, that's going in the bike
sports. Oh, Jim Curran's going. Sid Monge on his way. Monge, sorry. Dave LaRoche. You know, George Hendrick.
It's cool in that regard. I really like it. I think baseball did a good job with all of this stuff. The only thing that drives me nuts with it is the fact I wish you would have just treated it like the Oscars or the Grammys and have just done like, all right, here's everything on one night instead of slowly drip, 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 drip in the week that followed the season ending. I would have liked it better if you would have just went like, all right, Friday night, here's all the baseball awards. Just dump them all in one ceremony. You know, you can have everybody look nice and walk the red carpet if you so desire as well, because it'll make your, you know, league more marketable and people will see these guys' faces. Maybe that helps. I don't know. I just wish they would have done that. Do you like that idea, or do you kind of like the drip, drip, drip?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. It's all-star stuff. I can go either way. I'm not going to.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't have the passion to drive that. Now can we feel like everything in baseball is done? You ready for free agency? What are you ready?
Yeah, man. Hot stove's going, kind of, maybe.
Sort of?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
It's the MLB hot stuff.
It's just so hard because you just don't think your team's going to do anything.
Well, it's so funny because every other league is like counting down until free agency begins, like it's New Year's. And for baseball, it's like everybody's just like, wait, that started? Oh, okay. No one signed yet. All right. They won't sign until the winter meetings in December anyway. We can take a nap. Everybody can take a deep breath.
Enjoy your football.
Exactly.
Right.
It's funny like that. I think if the Guardians want, with the situations that we believe Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz are in, with the way that the payroll is looking, I mean, they might have like $30 to $40 million to play with in free agency if you go off of last year's payroll.
Hmm.
They could go out there and be able to make a decent sized splash if they want to. If they want to.
Will they?
I want them to. I mean, what BA told us last week, right? He said, if you think you're three bats away, then you're far away. Right? Isn't that what he said to us? I think that's something like that.
No, he's right. He's right.
And I trust him very much on that stuff. Guy's been on a World Series team. He could drop a World Series ring on a table at any given point.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope this is the start of getting them closer. I hope they walk out of this with at least one bat or two bats that weren't on this team previous that can make an impact. I hope they don't decide to take the lesser path out where they pocket a chunk of that money that I threw out there and just go, okay, here's a one-year deal to, I don't know, I'm trying to think who would fit the Marty Cordova role again. You know, I'm trying to go through it in my head. Okay, we made a trade for Brendan Donovan because I guess he's out there from the St. Louis Cardinals where everybody in the family is going, who? And then they pull up the baseball reference page and go, oh, this guy hit 12 bombs. Wonderful. He'll fit right in. Great. Oh, he plays second base too. Oh, even better.
We talked about this, what, yesterday, 2 days ago, when Paul DePodesta stepped out and he did a one-on-one with the Denver Post and talked about his time here in Cleveland. You know, he talked about the Browns. He talked about baseball and making that transition to going over to the Rockies. Well, now he actually, we would have loved to have had this when he was actually with the Browns, but he stepped out and talked even more to the media where we actually could hear what he had to say. So if his voice sounds unfamiliar to you, it is Paul DePodesta. Yes.
It's always, no, it's just a great line because I had Gilbert Gottfried going through my head, and that's what everybody thought Paul DePodesta would sound like.
That's funny.
It was like something absurd like that. He's actually always been really good when he spoke to the media. I just have no idea why they just decided, you know, it doesn't need to. So, nonetheless, so the man stepped out behind the curtain, if you prefer the Wizard of Oz or Wicked metaphor. He stepped out from behind the curtain, and he was brought in as the president of baseball operations for the Colorado Rockies to help drag them into the 21st century. He was asked about his time with the Browns. In fact, you know what? I'll let the reporter set this up.
Yes.
This was at his press conference being introduced for the Colorado Rockies.
In your last position in Cleveland, you received a lot of blame for the Deshaun Watson trade that objectively was a failure with that organization. Is that fair? And if so, how can you be assured that you won't do something like that again here now in Colorado?
The previous question was about big swings, huh?
Risk.
Yeah. You know, I was also calling plays for the Browns, you know, and no. Look, and I've said this before, I think whenever you have a significant player decision, whether it's trade, big free agent signing, number one draft pick, whatever it is, those are organizational decisions. Those are done collaboratively, like a lot of people on board. And if you're a senior leader of that organization at that time, then you own that decision. I mean, you do. We all do. So that's the way I feel about that. And it's the way I feel about almost all the decisions we made there in Cleveland. I absolutely, you know, own them all. And look, I've said this now for probably 25 plus years. Like, I lost my no-hitter a long time ago. Like a long, long time ago. Like, I'm not perfect. I haven't been perfect. I won't be perfect going forward. Like, we are definitely going to miss again. But hopefully we learn from that, and we learn from both the successes and the failures. And, you know, we get better the next time we need to make a significant decision. And I do feel like I've been able to do that through the course of my career. I feel confident that I'm a lot better today than I was 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And I hope 5 years from now I'm a lot better than I am sitting here today.
What do you think of that?
I think it sounds like a guy who understands that some things didn't go the way that he wanted them to.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like a guy who understands that he still has another opportunity to keep going, and he's not afraid to do something along those lines again.
I just think he, I hope that there wasn't turmoil when he left. It doesn't sound like there was.
No.
I hope there wasn't frustration over the direction that, even if it's bad, I hope that this is, you know, like clean ground that they're leaving on, right? That he just said, you know what, I kind of want to go back to baseball. I've been out for a while now. I had success in baseball. I've been around successful organizations, and I love a challenge. And this challenge is now called the Colorado Rockies, and it's time for me to move on from football. And, you know, he left on his own terms. I really hope it's that way. I hope there wasn't stuff going on in the background like, man, we got to get Paul out of here. He's not helping us. Look at 100 losses. Up. I'm not going to sit here and rip Paul DePodesta because at the end of the day, we really, really, like, he's laughing, you know, take a big swing, right?
So
he knew exactly where he was going. I bet half the people in that room from Denver had no idea what he was talking about.
Right. we'll get into the play calling part of it. That's got everybody slightly hot in a biscuit in a sec. I mm-hmm. had this thought this morning,
mm-hmm.
and I probably should have prepped you for it, but I'm a terrible person. For
that's all right.
So I apologize now.
Preparation, Dan.
So the Deshaun Watson trade, right?
Yeah.
3 first round picks.
Yeah.
A couple other things with there too, but that's the big part of it.
Yeah, we lived it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You traded for a guy who at the time was a top 5 quarterback in the league with a lot of baggage.
Yes.
If, let's say, that happened again, and you were in a position where for some reason, and I'm going to pick a guy from the sky on this, okay? I'm mm-hmm. not saying this is the case. For some reason, the Chargers decided that Justin Herbert needed to find a new home. Or Justin Herbert went to the Chargers and said, I need to get out of here. I'm doing everything myself as Superman.
Okay.
Would you make that move? And the only reason I bring it up is because
now,
I think I would.
Now I would.
Because I think their process for trading for Deshaun Watson was right. Which was, we needed a top-tier quarterback. We have an ability to get a top-tier quarterback. Let's get one. Now, I say that.
But there's a difference in this because...
Because Justin Herbert doesn't have a boatload of baggage and didn't sit out the year before.
I mean, the worst thing about Justin Herbert is Yahoo News Canada says Justin Herbert's girlfriend stuns in risque low-cut gown. I mean, that's like, no way, we're not going to bring that. We're not bringing that guy in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Picking that one from the sky because I wanted somebody who was on a team he's kind of propping them up right now, struggling a little bit, who we all think is a pretty good quarterback.
Here's why, because you can get away with it and it can only be a 2-year run. You give up both, not that I want to give up both first picks yesterday, but you could give away, if you had to give away 3 first round picks, it's a lot softer landing when you have 2 in one season. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good point.
So, you know, and it gives you a chance. If it doesn't work, okay, that the window has changed a little bit. It was the whole process of the way the Baker thing went down that makes it sting so much harder. That's the problem. The problem is there had to have been a way to try to figure it out with Baker before he went, even after he went to social media and said he said goodbye. There had to be a way for calmer heads to prevail and to kind of say, you know what, Baker, it was like a one-night stand. You know what I'm saying? It was like the Browns had a one-night stand with Deshaun, and then all of a sudden Deshaun's like, yeah, well, this is over. We're not really, you can kick the tires on this, but we're not doing this. And they're like, no. We are going to give you every dollar in the world to come marry us because the person you were with is now gone and they are never, ever coming back. And I wish, like, and Baker had to struggle there for a while before he was able to find Tampa. So, I mean, absolutely. Baker probably could have avoided the struggling period in his career. The Browns could have just saved themselves from embarrassment. Let's not forget, I mean, Myles Garrett said, I'm gone. Exactly the same thing that Baker did, right? Mm-hmm. And by the way, Baker was in that position once Deshaun said no to get that max deal and still said no. That's I don't think we're ever going to have another story like this again because the personalities in that drama is a movie. The whole thing's a movie. It's a bad one, too.
On top of the fact that you could see the pluses and minuses through the whole thing. And it's part of what I wonder with Dee Podesta.
I'm also wondering how vested Dee Podesta was in that decision. He'll sit here and say groupthink. We'll sit here and talk about Kevin Stefanski and say groupthink on Deshaun, too. I don't know why I will... I mean, I know why, because I've had conversations with people and I'm like, I go back and forth on really what happened. I think I know what happened. It's going to be a great book when it comes out, when it's all said and done.
Oh, heck yeah.
When we hear from everybody involved.
It'll be a bestseller.
I really struggle to think that Kevin Stefanski stood on the table and said, I have to have Deshaun Watson now. I can't see that. I just can't see it. And I also think Paul Dee Podesta wasn't jumping on the table to say, we have to have Deshaun Watson now, and we need to give him the biggest contract ever. Let's get rid of a bunch of first-round picks. Like, I don't see either one of those guys standing on the table, and I think Paul can understand this, because that's the way the Guardians Indians operate.
Yeah.
I mean, they would sit around and have conversations and say, are you willing to put your job on the line for us to make this big of a commitment to this kind of a player? Remember, that's an organization that's like, 25% of the total payroll, ain't happening. Jim Tomey was like the only guy I could ever think of that they probably, Manny was probably close, where they said, because they see the business side of it and say, well, is it worth doing this? Now, I know that the salary cap thing changes things for the NFL compared to baseball, but am I wrong? Do you think that either one of those two guys stood on the table and said, we have to have Deshaun right now? I don't think Kevin did.
They all sat in a room and they said, all right, three first-round picks for one of the five best quarterbacks in football. And if you lay it out that way, who was 25 at the time, right? I think it was 25.
Yeah.
If you lay it out that way, you can understand the intrigue in wanting to make that trade. It's why I picked Justin Herbert as the name. Because Justin Herbert was a proven quarterback and all of those things. Now, again, Herbert does not have that baggage. And I think the baggage probably should have been the moment that we all looked at each other and said, all right, maybe this isn't worth what we're about to put into it. Maybe the baggage is what should have turned people off. But if somebody came to you and said top five quarterback, I don't think you need analytics or anything else if you put yourself back in that mind of 2021 where you're looking around and saying, we have a defense that is built. We have an offense that is pretty much built. Granted, swapped out Odell Beckham Jr., swapped out Jarvis Landry, brought in Amari Cooper, made some moves in between there. Maybe the offense not totally as built, but when you bring that guy in, it's a multiplier for everybody around you. You can understand the thought process, and I think that's what Paul Dee Podesta is getting at, is he's going, yeah, this may have gone wrong, but boy, oh boy, I don't think my thought process was off.
I'll buy what you're selling.
Could be way off base. Like it would be really hard for all of us. I mean, goodness, there's a chunk of people out there who are in dynasty drafts right now who may have somebody coming to them going, hey, give me your two first round picks and I'll give you, I'm trying to think of who Jaden Daniels has been so banged up at this point. I'll give you Josh Allen. And they're probably looking at their dynasty league going, yeah, man, that's a top five quarterback, right? Like you're kicking that around in false land, let alone you could do it for a living. Like, I don't think the thought process was totally off. It's just the baggage part of it that bit you and the injuries. But you couldn't really see the injuries coming.
Yeah, I don't want to get – I just want this franchise to move forward. I want to see something good. I don't care which quarterback that is currently on the roster.
110% agree.
Leads them to next season. There's a chance that all four quarterbacks aren't here next year. All four of these guys.
Yeah.
There's also a chance that, you know, two of them will be here next year.
Exactly.
And Bailey Zappi will probably be one of them.
Yes.
You know, just when you think you understand it, you don't. I think that's the one caveat of being a Browns fan.
Bailey Zappi is going to become the player version of Chris Tabor. So whoever takes over is just going to inherit Bailey Zappi.
Chris Tabor.
It's just not going anywhere.
Browns still trying to pick up that third win of the season. You know, the storylines going into this game, Lamar Jackson, he's got a little bit of knee stuff going on there. He did practice again yesterday, right? I'm not.
He did practice yesterday.
Two days ago, he did not practice. So he sat out practice on Wednesday. It's a sore knee. And according to CBS, it's a slight hindrance. So he did return yesterday and
was a full participant in practice.
Yeah, he's not sure when it happened. That's the other part of it. He said, that's cool with me. I'm cool with it. We're going to see. So Baltimore is 4-5. You know, they lost five of their first six, but they haven't lost since then, and you know they're going to be one of those special teams that can, you know, come out, and if they can fight their way back to win the AFC North, man, it'll be a unique year for a team that, you know, again, what I say, lost five of their first six games, so they were 1-5 to start the season. Mm-hmm. It's very, very difficult to make the playoffs when you're 1-5. If you go back,
factual statement,
look at the history. So if they're able to pull this thing off, you know, it's because they got lucky in a year that the AFC North was down, or, you know, we'll see what happens with Pittsburgh if they can maintain what they're doing in the AFC North. You know, the Ravens are looking to sweep the Browns again for the first time since 2020. We all know that, you know, two bad special teams plays led to a really bad Sunday last week against the Jets, who last night, you know, the Patriots really knew what they were doing against them last night. They had a plan and they stuck to it.
Can we play a quick game of Am I Wrong?
Okay, I like it.
Okay. Am I wrong that I'm also mad at the defense for the fact in that fourth quarter drive with Justin Fields, they did nothing but run the triple option and it looked like the defense couldn't handle it? Am I wrong for that?
No, you're not wrong, but I need to digest that a little bit more.
Okay, so like if you go back in that drive in the fourth quarter where the offense scored the touchdown, right?
Yeah.
I don't think Justin Fields threw a pass. I don't believe it was even past the line of scrimmage at any given point.
No, it was.
They ran the ball every single time and threw screen passes to Breece Hall. And the Browns defense might have been the only people who didn't know it was coming.
Yeah.
Am I wrong for being mad about that?
Somewhere between mad and extremely irritated.
Okay.
Did you ever get a paper cut?
Often.
Yeah, I would say paper cut times 10.
Okay.
Is that a fair pain threshold for you?
I can work with that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right.
Just because you bring that up, and that was what was going through my head, is we're like these two special teams touchdowns, and I'm like, I think we're all forgetting also that fourth quarter drive where, I mean, literally all of us were like, he's going to hand it to Breece Hall, or he's going to run it. It's not that hard. What the hell is going on?
And yet, yeah, that's paper cut times 10.
That's what I felt like watching it. I'm just like, we know what's happening here. Are you missing something? The Jets have turned into a service academy. How come I'm the only one who's seeing this and Jim Schwartz isn't? That I feel like we're all kind of brushing that under the rug a little bit, and it needs to be pointed out.
Yeah, you're right. So you know what? Let's turn the page. Can we finally turn the page?
Thank you. I need to get that off my chest.
Can we do that? I'm glad you feel better. I also want to let you know that we're going to talk about something really interesting about eligibility for college football athletes. That's coming up in about, about 25 minutes. We'll talk about that. And then we'll also talk to Jamal White. We'll get his feelings on this week's game and where the Browns are going and where they might not be going and what they should do. So we'll get his thoughts on that coming up in a moment. But you know what? Right now, if you really want to be engaged, if you really want to turn the page, then you need to have two keys and a lock. Corrali time. Are you ready?
Oh, yes, sir. Well,
hang on. Just so you know, yes. It is my destiny here to have everyone say Corrali time to you. I just want you to know that.
I appreciate that. That's a fun nickname. It's a very fun nickname.
Have you ever had that one before?
No, that's it. I've had a lot, but that's an original.
Well, give me one of your other nicknames.
I don't know if they can be said on the air.
Afternoon show, when I first started back in March, they called me Golden Corrali because my name kind of sounded like that. Yeah. I thought that was kind of funny. Now they just sound like Don Pardo, the old SNL announcer when he said my name.
Yeah. Don Pardo. Oh. Better known than some of those people from This is Jeopardy.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We do two keys in a lock. Key number one, Matthew.
Key number one, you got to keep your foot on the gas. And when I found out this nugget, gentlemen, I felt like I was living in the Twilight Zone. Listen to this. Week 5 against the Vikings in London. You're only down by 1 at the half. You end up losing by 4. Week 6 in Pittsburgh, the week after, you're down by 6 at halftime. You end up losing by 14. Week 8 in New England, down by 2 at the half. You lose by 19. And last week against the Jets, you're tied at 17 going into the break. You lose by a touchdown. Multiple times this year, the Browns were a first-half team, and I can't believe I'm saying this to a professional football team, but you have to make second-half adjustments if you are in this game through the first 30 minutes. You got to make sure that you are keeping your foot on the gas, like I mentioned earlier. There, you don't just lay down and die when the second half starts.
Key number one, Dan Menigan.
Love of all that's holy, can you get your quarterback under center and run some play action? The Browns don't run enough play action, and they need to. It gets defined throws. It gets the defense on the move. It has them second-guessing. You need to get your quarterback under center, run play action. Oh, yeah. And key number two coming up shortly will involve some of that play action.
All right. Key number one for me, I want to say that Dylan Gabriel is going to look decent this week. I do, and I think I say that based on the fact that Baltimore is now ranked 26th for total defense, but you have to remember where they've been. And I don't know, since week 6, they've given up 14.5 points per game over the last 4 games. That's kind of our wheelhouse, isn't it? 14.5 points per game, which scares me from saying this, but I feel like just Dylan Gabriel just needs to look better for him, for the coaching staff, for the entire franchise. But I could take it another way and say if he looks as bad as he's been all season, then a lot of people are going to get their answer. I don't know. Do you think it could happen as soon as the second half of this week's game? Could we see Sanders this week? You tell me.
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
I don't. That's key number one. Not a very exciting key, but key number one. Here we go now. It's key number two. Matt again.
Key number two, the O-line really needs to step it up a notch on Sunday. This is one of the worst offensive lines in football, and Gabriel has been sacked at least once in every start. Twice this year, Dylan got sacked 6 times at Pittsburgh and last week against the Jets. And going into last week, Pro Football Focus had the Ravens as the 3rd worst D-line in the league. So make life comfortable for your rookie quarterback, and if you're looking for a chance to have a clean sheet in any game, it's this one, especially when you're at home.
Dan Menigan, key number two.
Turn around and hand the ball off to Quinshon Judkins at least 20 times. You got to keep this on the ground. You need to keep your defense off the field going up against Lamar Jackson that's starting to get healthy. I know the Ravens defense has turned the corner of late, but you have got to do your defense a favor and at least get some sustained drives. The easiest way to get those sustained drives is through the run game. Hand the ball off when your quarterback's under center. That's key number two.
Key number two for me is expect the unexpected. If the Browns offense should have success this week, what am I saying? Come on, you know the Ravens are going to be ready for Quinshon Judkins, right? The Ravens will be ready for Judkins. So what does that mean? Ford or Sampson must step up. You're probably going to get 10 carries between the two of them. I think that's a fair number. And in those 10 carries, someone's got to have something where their name ends up in the scoring list. At the end, scoring plays. We need one of those two guys to land a touchdown this week to just look a little bit different. And I'm good, man. Get Sampson going. I know they like to run Malachi Corley. I know he's got 4 carries on the season, but somebody has got to be able to run the ball more than Judkins, because you know the Ravens are going to be all over them. And by the way, the Ravens probably feel like they need, I know you're not going to believe me when I say this, the Ravens probably feel like they need to cover Jerry Jeudy this week, because he kind of busted out a little bit last week, and maybe they got some rhythm. And they're probably looking at this game defensively saying, Are you kidding? This is a cakewalk. All we need to do is shut down Judkins and just make sure that Judy's covered. Yeah, maybe their tight ends can do something. Maybe Njoku. Maybe Fannin. But there's a lot of maybes in the Browns offense and not enough to make me think that the Browns have enough to beat Baltimore. But if they are, we better hear some names we haven't been calling all season long.
Nice to see Milk Carton walk through the door for a meal. Nice to see him.
Never mind. I'm not going there. All right, time to change the music. You know why? It's a lock, baby! It's a lock! This is gonna happen in the game, or at least we think it is. Matt, go ahead. You're doing a good job there.
Thanks, man. My lock, two touchdowns for Quinshon Judkins. However, one is going to come through the air. He doesn't have a receiving touchdown yet this season. The Ravens are a bottom 10 defense, and dare I say, if the Browns offense can get in a little bit of a rhythm, maybe they can try and throw off the Baltimore D by giving it to Judkins or a screen, or we know his physical running ability where he can break a few tackles and take one to the house. So that's my lock for the Ravens game at home.
Dan.
My lock is Dylan Gabriel over 50 yards rushing. I have a feeling they're going to start using his legs to help out as well. I got a feeling you're going to start seeing them roll him out, start having him run up the field a little bit, slide for those yards when you can get them. They're going to try to scrape and claw for any yardage they can get, and that's going to involve the quarterback as well. Dylan Gabriel, I'll say over 50 yards rushing.
My lock is if the Ravens have the lead in the fourth quarter, Ratbird fans are going to make you absolutely sick and ill by cheering in our house this weekend. And watch, you know what'll happen? We'll be the last game going, and we'll be like extended coverage. We'll be the extended coverage game for all the other ones. So we'll be the only game going at that point. And then the Ratbird fans, and you know who the real Ratbird fans are? The ones who are from Cleveland that followed them to be fans with the Ravens because they were winning. Ugh, you make me ill. Ratbird fans, that's my lock. Otherwise, I'd say a tight end's going to have a touchdown. I say that every week, and most times I'm right. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, it works out. They're one of the few that actually catch
passes.
Pretty
good with that. Pretty good. All right, let's get more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.